Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God for another day. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. I shall rejoice and be glad. Doesn't mean I'm going to like everything that happens today. I'm just going to find a reason to be glad for the day. Not everything that happens in the day, but I'm going to be glad for the day that the Lord has opened up a new door. He's opened up a new opportunity. Here is an opportunity and a chance for God to fix what you and I have been praying for and believing for and thanking God for. He can fix it now. It's another day. I remember an old song we used to sing, "It's Another Day's Journey," and I'm so glad. Yeah, I remember that. "It's Another Day's Journey," and I am so glad. It's another day's journey, and I'm so glad. And this world can't do me no harm. It was something like that. But I'm grateful. It's another day's journey. God has given me another day. He's given you another day to be on this journey called life. And so you ought to thank Him. You ought to praise Him. You ought to make sure that you do something today that shows and signifies your gratitude for the fact that God has not forgotten you, that God gave you and I another day. And now that you have this day, the question has to be asked, what do you plan to do with it? What are you going to do with the 24 hours that He's given us today? What difference will you make? How will you use the time that God has given us? How will you make a difference? How will things be different because you have gotten another day? Are you going to do something with it, or are you just going to be happy to have another day, go on about your business, and wait for tomorrow? I think you ought to, since you had to get to this day and now you got to get through this day, I think you ought to be looking for an opportunity to bless Him, looking for a chance to minister to the Lord, to show the Lord that you are able and capable of doing something with what He has given you. That it's not just something that He's given you, but you're going to show Him, Lord, I can do something with this. I can make something of this day that I don't yet see today. I don't see it right now, but I can make something of this day that would glorify you, that will bless you, that would lift you up and give your name praise. Amen, amen. We are in a brand new week, and we've decided if you were in service on yesterday, I've asked many of our church who can and will to fast with me this week as we fast, preparing for our Friday night all-night prayer, our Friday night, we're calling it the Midnight Experience. And I'm asking all that can and will to fast with me this week. We're going to be praying this week, asking God to meet us in our prayer, to meet us in our time of prayer on Friday, 11:30. We are going to come together. We're going to begin to seek the face of the Lord. We're going to begin to seek the face of the Lord. We're going to pray on just intercede. We're going to pray for one another. We're going to pray for the people who, you know, we know need prayer, whether they be there or not. We're going to pray for our nation. We're going to pray for our nation. We're going to believe God for some changes in our nation. We're going to pray for the leaders of our nation. We're going to pray for your vision, your dream. I'm really excited. I believe in God for something amazing and miraculous. The Lord said that we ought to be praying for breakthrough. We ought to be praying for breakthrough. And I believe God. I believe Him that we're going to experience some breakthrough in this time of intercession. We're going to experience some breakthrough. And so make sure that you're here with us. Be at our East New York campus on the corner of New Lots and Pennsylvania. It's going to be there on the corner. And I'm believing God right there in the building. And I'm believing God to meet us. Bring somebody with you. Come prepared to be with us all night. If you're able to be with us all night, I'm just praying that you will come and set aside some time for prayer. If you're unable to even come to the building, you would set time for prayer. You set time for prayer wherever you are. Make sure that time you are setting aside, it costs you something. Make sure that it's inconvenient to you and it costs you something. And so Friday, I'm just believing God. So we're going to be fasting this week. I am doing just liquids through the day and then one meal after 5 o'clock. And so we're going to be fasting and we're going to be praying. So I'm asking you to join us in prayer at 8 a.m., 12 noon, and 5 p.m. And we're going to be looking, trying to do that Facebook Live. So you can follow me there, Tyrone X, as in X-ray X, Tyrone X Stevenson. And you follow me there, and we're just going to cry out to the Lord and talk to the Lord for about 5 or 10 minutes. At 8, 12, and 5 this week as we lead up to Friday. So you come and be part of that. Come on, be part of that. We were preaching yesterday about the fact that God loves and God's heart for lost people. And I'm praying that today you will and I will utilize our own opportunity to show someone that God loves them, show someone that God is with them and that God is on their side, that you would find a way, somehow or another, find a way to minister to people and let them know that God loves them. I will pray for you, and as I pray for you, I want you to believe God. Let's touch and agree for what God's going to do today in your life. Oh, God, we bless you. We praise you. We magnify you because you're worthy of the praise. You are awesome, and there's none like you in all of the earth. And so, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that you would touch us today, and that today would be a day of purpose. Today you would help us to follow you, even when we can't feel you, that you would help us to trust you, even where we cannot trace you. And God, we pray that you would give us wisdom and guidance and direction. Lord, put somebody in our path today that we can minister life to, someone that we can say and let them know that Jesus loves them. Someone that we can say and let them know that you are with them. You've never left them. God, somebody is at the brink or at the end of their rope, and they don't know what to do. And I'm believing, God, that you will use this time over the next 5 days, that you'll use this time to minister life to somebody, to bring about change in their heart, in the name of, and that you're going to use us to do it. You're going to use us to make the difference in people. You're going to use us to lift people and to help people. And it won't just be strange people, but God, it'll be our family. It'll be the people around us. It'll be the people that we spend time with, God. It'll be our coworkers. It'll be our managers, our whoever it might be, God. You're going to use us to lift them up to where you're calling them. In the name of Jesus, God, don't let us quit. Don't let us stop. Don't let us give up. Don't let us walk away. That you would help us today to walk in the newness of life in Jesus' name. And so now, God, as we get into this day, as we head to work, and those who are already on their way to work, whatever their plight and direction is, I'm praying that you be with them. I'm praying that you protect them and keep them. I'm praying that you cause your face to shine upon them. I'm praying, Lord, that you lift up the light of your countenance, and that, God, today you'd give them peace in every situation, in whatever they're dealing with, and whatever's going on. Give us peace in Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Be looking out. Get on Facebook Live. And let's spend that time in prayer. We're going to spend some time just praying and talking about what it is we're believing God to do. And then we're going to do that over the next next 5 days. So at 8 a.m., 12 noon, and 5, we want to come together and just spend some time in prayer, getting ready for the midnight experience this Friday, beginning at 11:30 p.m. All right? Love you with the love of the Lord, and we will talk. Bye.